Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you've reached Carrie Alter and Spiritual Integration Radio on Tuesday, January 19th, airing from Marin County, California. I'm a spiritual counselor and a seer and an inadvertent healer. And I'm coming to you today to talk about relationship. This has been what's up in my life and what I feel is up in a lot of people's lives right now. This year, 2010, is a time of acceleration. We heard this wonderful man, I'm sorry I don't know his name, from National Geographic talk about it. He said, this is a year of accelerating possibilities. That's accelerating possibilities in all areas of life, and there's no area that it looms bigger in than relationship. So that's relationship, romantic relationship, friend relationship, children, parents, career, all kinds of relationships. Because the common denominator in all the relationship is you. You're the one who's there in all the relationships. So when we're in relationship, it looks like the different problems that come up have something to do with the other person. And it really looks like that. And I would invite you to think about it like this. Just imagine that you were the only one that there is. Really just imagine that. Just imagine that there was only you. And that's kind of boring. So also it's hard to see yourself. So imagine that you reach inside yourself and pull out another being. And that being is the person that you have a relationship with, whether it be a romantic relationship or a child or a friend, whatever. So if you approach your life in this way, I'm not asking that you believe that that's how it is, but if you approach your life in this way as if that other person is a part of yourself, it changes everything about how you hold the relationship. Then I would ask you to make one more stretch. So imagine that here you have this other person who you're having different things come up with in the relationship. Imagine that everything that comes up, this person is bringing up in you specifically for one reason and one reason only. And that is for you to have the experience that you have on the inside when those things come up. This is going to be true of every event and every person who comes into your life. It's so much trouble to incarnate, to come here as a soul and go through the whole baby thing. You have to select your parents. You have to select everybody who's going to be all the important players in your life with you. You don't go to all that trouble in order to be here and have a good job or even to raise a family. That's not why you came here. You came here as a soul in order to work on what comes up when the different events and people come into your life. So if you were to ask yourself, what do I really want in my relationships? Say, pick one relationship. So say, for instance, you picked a relationship that you have right now in this moment, or if you are somebody who's a single person and would like to be in a relationship, you could pick the relationship that you want to have. And look at that relationship right now. So if you want to create a relationship, imagine this relationship that you would like to have. Imagine it, all the different characteristics that it would have. And if you are a person who is already in a relationship that might be having some rough spots, or if you're in a relationship that you really love but would like to love even more, get even deeper, and don't know how to get deeper. So pick any relationship that you like to use for these exercises. And take a moment and just ask yourself, what is it that I really want in this relationship. And I'm just going to be quiet for a second here and let you please just tune in and ask yourself, what do I really want in this relationship? Now, sometimes you can't really put words to it. So you could tune into the feeling that you really want to have in that relationship. Feel that feeling that would be characteristic of that relationship. How do you want that to feel? So the bottom line in having that feeling in the relationship is going to be you having that relationship with you, you having that feeling with you. So tuning in to that particular feeling and feeling it in your own body right now, feeling that feeling in your own body that you would like to have in relationship, allowing that feeling to rise up in your own body. So what are some of the characteristics of that relationship? So that feeling. So when I look at it in my own self, there's this feeling of inner peace, basically, that rises up. That's the bottom line for me. So you check in with you. So you see what the bottom line is for you. For me, the bottom line is I want this feeling of peace underlying every other feeling in my relationship. I can also have joy in the relationship. We can also have fun in the relationship. We can also stretch each other's envelopes in the relationship. And, you know, there's companionship, and there are so many things in relationship. Underlying it all, I want this feeling of inner peace. So just feeling into that feeling, inner peace, what does that feel like? So in order to get a better handle on what does inner peace feel like, let's do a little short meditation. So feeling how it feels like to be you right now, having conjured up this feeling of inner peace. And now let's just drop down, and because the part of our body that we're the least aware of is our back, I want to ask you all to let a feeling of awareness run down along the back of your head. Put your awareness on the back of your head. Let it run down past your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, across the back of your body. The mid-back, upper back, mid-back, lower back, upper back, mid-back, lower back, hips, and down the legs. Just really feeling what it feels like to have a body. And now feel again that feeling of inner peace. See if it feels different now that we've done this very, very short momentary meditation. Feel into what does inner peace feel like? Where is inner peace located in your body? So for me, it's in my heart and it's also in my gut. So check out where it is for you. So different people might have it in different places. And now, I want to ask you to ground it down even more. So holding in your mind this relationship that you were thinking of previously, so just in case anybody tuned in late, a relationship either that you're currently in, that you're having some rough spots with, a relationship that you'd like to be in that you're not in, or a relationship in that you're really enjoying that you want to go deeper with. So bearing that in mind, staying dropped down into your body, I want to ask you to pull it all the way down into the second chakra. And for those of you who are not familiar, that's going to be below your belly button. So somewhere in that lower belly area, just kind of feel into where it feels right to you. Bring that relationship all the way down there. And it's like somebody might say, well, how do I do that? So just sort of hold the thought of it down there. You could visualize a little picture of the relationship down there. You could, whatever works for you to just get a sense of that relationship in the lower belly. And let it just sit there. Let it just sit there just for a minute so it sort of seats, sort of like Jell-O settling into a Jell-O mold. So let this relationship that we're thinking of, that we're going to be working this process with, just seat in the lower belly. And now I want to ask you to breathe from the lower belly. So let your breath go all the way down there and let it breathe right through this image and this sense of this relationship that you have. In essence, let it breathe life into this relationship that we're speaking of. Let your lower belly breathe life into this relationship that we're speaking of, that you're holding the image of in the lower belly, breathing all the way down. So if you put your hand on your lower belly, when you breathe in, let the breath go all the way down so that it actually moves your hand. And then when you breathe out, your hand goes down a little. When you breathe in, it goes up. And imagine that breath breathing life into that relationship that you're speaking of and thinking of and sensing into. And now as the breath comes into your lungs, let it pick up some fire from the heart. Let it pick up some fire from the heart. And carry that fire down into that second chakra, warming that second chakra. So breathing that new warmth, new life, new breath into this relationship that we're speaking of. Again, for anybody who tuned in late, this is a relationship you might be having trouble with, a relationship that you love but you want to go deeper with, or a relationship that hasn't happened yet that you would like to see appear in your life. Breathing life into it now, warm, with the warmth from the fire in your heart and the full breath all the way down in the second chakra, lower belly, below the belly button, above the pubic bone. Just breathing life into this relationship. And now from this place, ask yourself again, what do I really want from this relationship? And again, it doesn't have to be words. It could be pictures. It could just be a feeling. Just a sense of what you really want in the relationship, and let it come alive with this warm breath. And staying down there in that lower chakra, I want you to know the reality of relationship, which is that this person that you've reached inside and pulled out of your oneness to create an other, you've reached down inside your oneness, pulled out to create an other. This person will have different agenda than your agenda. How will you be with that agenda? Sometimes you'll have identical agendas, and sometimes you'll have different agendas. So it's never about what is the issue. It's always, who am I in the face of issues? Who am I when things, when feelings arise in me? Who am I in the face of those feelings? Can I stay centered? Now stay down, stay down. I can feel people rising up. So stay down in the lower belly. Let your awareness stay down with this relationship in the lower belly. Make yourself stay with that relationship. What do you do when you're really there with the other person in the relationship? Can you stay in that relationship when the going gets rough? Can you keep coming forth again and again? Can you bring forth all of who you are into that relationship? So while you're down there, I want to tell you that the old paradigm of relationship was two people coming together to make one relationship. And they would talk about my better half, my other half. Those are the kinds of things people used to say. Well, we don't say those anymore. Now we talk about, instead of two people putting themselves on a shelf so you have a half a person and a half a person coming together to make a whole, we want to have a whole person and a whole person coming together to make a larger whole. Because this other person is part of you that you remember, you as the one, reached inside and pulled out of yourself to put that person, that part of yourself on the outside in order to have a relationship. You can't, it's hard to have a relationship with yourself, walk around talking to yourself all the time. Many of us do. It passes for more normal if there's actually another human there when you're talking. So really seeing who are you when things come up in relationship. Can you stay centered? Can you stay coming forth from what you know, the values that you know to be true for you? Can you support the other person in having their needs met, even while you make sure your own needs are met? So instead of relationship being about being on opposite sides when you have different agendas, you find that you're both on the same side, supporting each other and getting each other's needs met. It's a very different dynamic for relationship. Okay. So allowing that sense of relationship to stay in your belly, I'm going to let you let your awareness rise back up to your head where people are more comfortable. If you can stay down, that's fine. But if you want to rise up and be in your head again, you can as you listen to this. So just keep that sense of relationship down in the lower belly, because that's where you're feeling, so it's a good place to relate from. Down in the lower belly. It's a place where you are grounded. And still feeling that lower belly place of your own self. Let it kind of expand out, including that relationship, so that your essence of lower belly permeates the relationship. Oh, I like that. Essence, let the essence of your lower belly permeate your relationship. I'm going to say it one more time. Let the essence of yourself in your lower belly, breathing into the lower belly, let that permeate your relationship. When you operate from that place, you will find less hurtful situations will arise in the relationship. You'll be able to say things you mean more instead of lashing out in anger. You'll be able to stay more centered if the other person says things that feel hurtful. And I would encourage you to teach that little trick to the other person that you're in the relationship with. So everything that you learn here on this show, I would encourage you to teach it to as many people as you can, because it helps anchor it in your own body. So again, letting that essence of your lower belly just expand out to include your relationship and to give you a solid base So remember when we were kids and there were those toys, they were Bop-It toys, we called them. It was like a shaped like a clown, and there was sand in the bottom of the clown. It was a tall plastic thing, and you'd punch it, and then it would fall over, but it would come right back up because it had sand in the bottom giving it stability. So breathing into the lower belly and allowing it to expand like that gives you stability in that same way. So feel yourself grounded in that stability of that second chakra, just one of many ways to ground down. And from there, you can stay more comfortable in the relationship and breathing aliveness from the heart into the relationship, really. Breathing aliveness into the relationship from that place. So last time we talked about being the observer of self, and I don't want to ever let a blog radio show go by without talking about being the observer of self. It's the single most important thing you can possibly learn to do. And the way we just did, where we took our awareness and let it run down our body, along the back of the body, and just for a second now, remember how we just did that? Let the awareness run along the back of your body. Let it be like ink on a blotter paper and coming through to the rest of your field. Imagine that you are an egg of energy. Let that energy fill that whole field like ink in a filling a blotter paper. Yeah, there you go. I can feel people doing that. Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. So just filling your own field with your own energy and then just watching, just being the observer, watching your body like you're watching an actor, but act out the story of your life, but feeling it even while you're acting it out, feeling every moment. So you don't want to be a separate part that isn't feeling. You want to let your body feel life, otherwise you won't enjoy your life very much. So you want to allow the body to feel its life, and yet you want to keep the distance of the observer. So you're both here and a little bit one step back at the same time. Either one by itself is incomplete. And either one will get caught up in relationship in a way that doesn't serve you. So if you're just the observer in your relationship, there won't be any heart connection. But if you're totally caught up in your head and your body, you will find yourself, the relationship will have this, also another, an empty feeling for coming from a different perspective, because you'll find yourself in your head all the time. So the observer can drop down into the heart. That's a good place to observe from, is in the heart. Dropping into the heart, taking a step back to observe what's going on in this relationship. So when something becomes difficult, you know, we're often slow as observers. We often feel uncomfortable before we realize what exactly is going on in the relationship. So an honest way to approach that is to say, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm feeling uncomfortable. And then that's like an opening of a conversation. And from there, in the talking, unravels where the discomfort is coming from. Something's going on for me. I don't know really what it is. You know, how are you feeling about the relationship, you know? So these are openers, because sometimes we don't know how to move from feeling like there's something going on that nobody's talking about, the pink elephant in the room that everybody's stepping around. But how do you actually break into that conversation? Well, you can start with, I don't know what's going on. You don't have to know what's going on in order to start the conversation. That's what I'm saying. And you can know what's going on. That's very helpful. But if you don't, you don't have to wait for that to start the conversation. You can start it already. Yeah. So when you're the observer of self and feelings come up in the relationship, you can ask yourself this question I find very helpful. What's really going on? What's really going on here? And you don't necessarily look for an answer, because a lot of times the answer will short-circuit the process. So the mind might give you a short answer, but there might be a much deeper answer that's waiting for you that wants to be resolved. So just asking the question, what's really going on here? Just asking the question. And then waiting and seeing what comes up. Just waiting to see. And then you can say, I have these feelings that are coming up, but what I see when I ask myself what's really going on, I'm remembering that, you know, I used to feel like this when I was 5 years old. I used to have this feeling, you know, because that might come up for you. You might notice something like that, or you might find yourself saying, my ex-husband used to do that too, things like that. And then you can say, well, I feel angry with you, but I know it's really about these other things that happened before, because you can remember this is a Carrie Alter maxim. The only reason anything comes up in your life, whether it's a person or an event, the only reason it's going to come up is in order to bring up whatever comes up inside of you. So say, for instance, something happens with my partner, and I get all these emotions that come up, and I feel like I'm angry with him. So I would say, I feel really angry with you. Don't touch me. I feel really angry with you. And I'd say, but you know what? I know that it's really about these other things. It's about this and it's about that. I can feel into that. And right now I feel angry with you. I just need a little space. I just need a little space. So that gives everybody a chance, so it kind of lets him know that I know it's not really about him, and it lets me acknowledge what I've tuned into when I asked what's really going on, lets me acknowledge what I tuned into, what came up when I asked myself that question. But the truth is that I am both of those people. I'm the observer and I'm this human being having this life experience here. And so I have those two parts of myself, among other parts. So I want to acknowledge all of who I am and bring all of me forth into every situation that I can bring forth in. And so by acknowledging that, you see what I mean? Because if I tune in, I go, well, I know I had trouble with my father, and it was like this, so. Well, then that doesn't acknowledge the feelings that I'm having right now. So maybe I did have that experience with my ex-husband or with my father or whatever. But I want to include as much of it as I can in the moment. And then your partner begins to learn that it's not about him, that you're taking responsibility. You're saying, even though I feel angry with you, I know it's not you. It's not about you. And then he's then free. It's like because emotions are so sticky. So if I'm telling him it's about you, you did this bad, wrong, whatever, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, if I'm saying to him, this is about you, then he almost has to be reactive. It's like some of us are saints sometimes, but most of us aren't. So he almost has to feel reactive. But if I say to him, I know that this is, even though I'm angry with you, I know these feelings are grounded in the past, it kind of lets him off the hook. And he can say, oh, she's just going through what she's going through, and she'll come out the other side. And then it sort of diffuses the situation from his viewpoint, and then we're not engaged back and forth in the same way. And he can be supportive of me, and instead of answering from an angry place, he could say, oh, well, what's that like for you? Or tell me about it, or something like that. So it kind of opens up the whole playing field. So, you know, usually when we're angry with somebody, there's a contraction that closes the playing field. And then what happens when we contract? We just go into our old patterns. So it's just the old records of playing over and over. But when we open the playing field, then we can move into an expansive state. And then we can breathe. And that's a place where we can begin to release and resolve. It's like magic. I love it. So, okay. So I've done a monologue now for about a half an hour or so. So now I want to give people a chance to answer, if anybody, to ask questions or anything. I'm going to open up the lines. I see a couple of people on the lines. I'm going to click on these hands. I'm not sure how to do this because this is only my second phone call. I'm going to open up these hands. I see here. Oh, I see. Okay, here. I opened. I recognize this number is Brenda, and here's a number I don't recognize in the 510 area code. Can I open more than one at a time? I can. I'm going to open this second one. I think we can have a conversation here. And I see people are chatting. I'm trying to see how to do on the chat room. If anybody on the chat room has any questions, this would be a good time to chat questions or comments. And either of you people who I opened on the line, if you have any questions or comments, this would be a good time to say them, to just speak up.
So you opened my line. This is Brenda.
I did. I opened your line, and I opened somebody else in a 510 area code. Oh, 610. That's not, oops. A 610 area code I opened.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Eileen. I'm 610.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. I'm not sure what would be appropriate to ask. What would you recommend?
Well, if you have anything that's been an issue for you in your relationship, you know?
Certainly. Definitely. My relationship, yes. Yes. Is there any hope of the marriage recovering?
So people always want to look toward whether they should or shouldn't be in a relationship that's having issues, and it's always not really the right question to be asking. And I know it seems like it's the right question to ask. So any energy that when we're in relationship and we're having issues in the relationship, the mind always wants to go to, should I be in this relationship at all? Is there any hope for this relationship? Can we pull this relationship back together? But rather than putting our energy in that direction, you can feel, if you ask those questions, let those questions run through your head for a moment and notice what it feels like. So the questions are, anybody who's listening who is in a, who, whether you're in a relationship now or not, we've all been in relationships where we wondered, should we be in this relationship? So just to practice, how do we do relationship? Let's everybody let these questions run through your head. Should I be in this relationship? Is there any hope for this relationship? Can we save this relationship? And now just feel how it feels in your body. So, when I feel into my body, I can feel a tightness in my heart and a contraction in my energy. And so then from that standpoint, from what I was just talking about, when we're in a contracted state, we're not going to make any movement. It's like you can't. So it's like a question that's like not a question that's helpful to ask. So the question, what you want to be doing instead is you want to be asking the question of, first you want to breathe. You want to breathe all the way down, and then you want to go, What's happening for me in this relationship? What am I wanting in the relationship that I'm not getting? What am I getting that I'm not wanting? So healing is an exploration. It's not a fixing. It's an exploration. So we start to, again, we're asking questions and we're not really, so you want to leave the questions open-ended. And when you leave them open-ended, the answers come throughout the day. They may come, some of them may come in that moment, or you may turn on the radio and hear a line in a song or pick up a book or a newspaper. It's like the answers, guidance will bring you answers from all different directions. So you ask, what do I want in this relationship? What am I getting that I don't want? What am I not getting that I do want? And how can I bring myself more forward into this relationship? Okay? So when you do that, I promise you, what will happen is that the relationship will evolve. So it will begin to show you whether it's going to have any life left in it or not. If you go looking for, does this relationship have any life left in it, you're squeezing the life out of it like a toothpaste tube, squeezing the toothpaste out of a toothpaste tube, because it's a contracted energy that takes place in our body. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, except that I wasn't asking, do I want to be in this relationship? I do, but my husband's not sure.
Right.
I moved out. So.
So, okay, so think of it like this. There is no husband. There's only another part of yourself. Remember when we talked in the beginning of the phone call? So each of us, you know, we all know the concept of we're all one, but it's like an idea that we hold in our head. So I ask you to just play with me for a moment and imagine that you could really get the sense of what it really meant to mean that we're all one. And that, just imagine, just playing with me, that you really did reach inside yourself and pull somebody out, and there, he's the husband. But it's just another part of yourself. So this part of yourself is pulling away from the relationship. So the place to look for, do I want to be in this relationship, even though you're sure you want to be in a relationship, is still in you. Because he's you on the outside. He's only showing you the part of you that doesn't want to be in relationship.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
so, yeah, he's showing you the part you can't see. So we put this part of ourselves on the outside because we can't see it. It's
okay.
On the inside, you know. When we put it out here, it's like, oh, now I can see.
So is this sort of like the Ho'oponopono method where you, it's all
well,
you and you treat
it could
that?
Be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Well, you know, when I went and took that class with Hugh Len, Dr. Hugh Len, he didn't talk about the please forgive me. You know, Joe Vitale added that on when he wrote his book. And so Dr. Hugh Len, when he kept saying, I love you, thank you, that was the only part.
Yeah, just those two. Okay, I've been doing that
say.
For a while, just those two. But the other two did feel good too eventually. I did add them back in. But yeah, I did originally leave those out thinking, well, I don't like
you. Yeah, so if you were going to say, I love you, thank you, the one that you want to be loving you and thanking is your own two-year-old. It's your own two-year-old, see? Because it's always, you know, anytime anything isn't smooth, it's always the pain of the two-year-old. Always, as I see it anyway. This is how it appears to me.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's about your husband, but inside your own self, you're going to find, if you really drop down, and of course this is hard to do on your own, which is why, you know, we work with healers, but you can do it on your own, you know, if you're good at working with yourself. So you sit quietly, and you drop down, you do these exercises that we've been doing about how you drop down to be the observer from the heart, and see if you can contact that two-year-old part of yourself. And I love you, thank you to that part. but really looking and seeing where is the pain in this little child that's afraid to be in relationship. You know, where is it? And just sitting with that pain and just holding that child who's in pain. You know, it's like sometimes the pain wants to show itself. Sometimes you can just get a sense of it, sort of a vague sense. It's like however it's supposed to be that's right for you will show. Mm-hmm. And just holding that little child, you know, in the sense of your body, just imagining that your whole body is encompassing your two-year-old and hugging and holding that two-year-old. Oh. And often you can work with an angel. So there's a huge gatekeeper angel who stands behind you. And so you can imagine that gatekeeper. You can ask that angel to turn on and then to encompass and enfold you and your two-year-old in her wings, his or her wings.
And the angel is also part of me, right?
Yes, all, because there's only one. There's only the one.
Right.
It's all the one. So we're separate and not separate, all at the same time. A little hard for our little human brains to get a grasp on it.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to mute you back. So just raise your hand if you want to be anything.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Going to meet you. Brenda, you're still open. Okay. Is anybody chatting any questions up? Oh, look, I can go to the chat room. I'm figuring out how to do this. Okay, a little comment here, but no questions. Does anybody else, would anybody like to ask a question about relationship or their relationship or potential relationship? And I'm looking at the phone numbers, and I think this little hand means that 310, somebody in the 310 area code has a question. So I'm going to unmute somebody in the 310 area code. Okay, hello, you're unmuted.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Vince.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, it's Vince.
Vince, hi, yes. Vince.
Hi, how are you?
Good, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
What's your question?
I don't have a particular question at all. I'm just wondering, I just turned into your show, so I'm not sure, but are you kind of like doing readings?
Well, I'm doing, what I did was I'm talking about relationship.
Oh,
and I was giving people, we did a meditation on strengthening people's connection to how you do relationship. So really it's about how do you do relationship. So if you have any questions about how to do relationship in general or about any relationships you're in or would like to be in, then I'd be happy to answer those questions.
I can't think of any. I'm pretty much set in that department, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was.
I have been through hell in other relationships, but. I'm pretty happy now, so.
Yeah, so the meditation, we also did a meditation for people who are happy in relationship on how to deepen your connection in that relationship.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the things that I find, that once you've been in a happy relationship for a while, then the questions that come up are how do you deepen that relationship, how do you take it to the next level? Because if you're not constantly alert in your relationship, you have to constantly be feeding your relationship, otherwise it dies. It's just like a pet.
Right.
You know? So how do you keep deepening your connection with yourself within the relationship while you're deepening your connection with the other person as well?
Yeah. Well, but I'm pretty sad and I'm pretty happy, so
Okay.
I don't have any complaints, at least not about relationships anyway.
Okay, good.
So, but, well, anyway, I just wanted to say hi and just tune into your show and see what's about.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, Vince.
Yeah.
I may sometimes do readings, I don't know, but
okay.
Right now I really want to be talking. Today I'm talking about relationships.
Okay, and also, too, I just wanted to tell you, just from looking at your picture, I think you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
So.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. We'll catch you later.
Afternoon.
Thank you. Tune in
again.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Okay. He's unmuted. All right. Okay. So you people in the chat room, you have a chance to ask questions, and there's quite a few people in the chat room. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment. And one of you must have a question. Okay, I'm not very good at staying quiet, so I'm going to keep talking. If you have a question, go right ahead and chat it. And I'm figuring out how to look at this chat while I'm talking, so I'm figuring this how to run this show. So, so I'm going to talk about what I was just saying. It's how do you stay more connected in relationship? And I once took a class from in speaking circles, which I highly recommended. A man named Lee Glickstein. And he recommends that you have a meeting once a week where each person speaks and the other person can only listen. The other person can't talk or even respond to what the first person says. So it's a way of airing, you know, different resentments that might come up in relationship or different uncomfortable feelings, or different things that you love about what's going on in the relationship. Just a way of checking in. So we get so busy with our lives that you know, you can go to work and come home and then you eat dinner, and then it's like, you know, you worked all day, so nobody feels like getting into any heavy conversations about your relationship. And all of a sudden it's the weekend, and then you have a date with another couple or whatever. And before you know it, you haven't taken the time to check in, and the weeks have gone by, and whatever is up starts to grow. And so I agree with him that it's important to take the time to check in. So right now, I'm just going to take a minute and tune in to see if there's anything for this particular group who's online that wants to be said. So, again, staying present with your own relationship so that I can pick up the energy of that. And let me see what wants to be said. So, you know, what's kind of interesting is what I'm noticing is that I can feel questions. So I can feel that there are questions there, but people aren't typing in their questions. And so that really tells me something about, again, it's about relationships. So in the same way that I can feel these questions and people are, like, not feeling ready to share their questions, in the same way, that's what happens in relationship. So something will come up, and then people aren't ready to really share what comes up about that. And then they don't want to upset the apple cart. So everybody's afraid about upsetting the apple cart in a relationship. So the bottom line is in relationship is that if you don't upset the apple cart, it doesn't stay alive. Like every relationship needs a little shaking up. You know, it's like you got to get a little froth going to keep it on its toes. Otherwise, it just gets bland. It gets bland and boring. So, you know, in order to know what you even want to say in your relationship to the other person, you have to find out what's going on for your own self. And then the question becomes, can you admit to your own self about your own degree of aliveness that you do and don't have in your own life, separate from your relationship? And it's like, let's just all look right now at our own lives. And let's see, how much aliveness are we bringing to our lives? And of that aliveness, how much are we bringing into our relationship? Or you can look at, if you're not in a relationship at the moment, you can look at your last relationship and say, well, how did I do with that? And just sort of do an honest, you know, inventory. How did I do with bringing my own sense of aliveness to my relationship, last one I had? And then when you feel into, like we were, feeling into the relationship you want to have, make sure that when you feel into it, you're bringing that full aliveness into that feeling. And some of you may be thinking of relationships that are not romantic relationships, relationships with somebody else, like with a child or someone else. And, So even with our own children, the same thing comes up. We'll have issues with our children that we're afraid to bring up because it'll upset the apple cart. So that brings up the whole question of how does fear fit into relationship? Where does fear figure in relationship? And again, fear is going to be a contracted state. And the kinds of relationships that you really want to have, where you're really going to be able to open your heart and be vulnerable, those are where you're just going to have to let the fear be there. So if we keep pushing the fear away, then we don't... If we push the fear away, we just can't really open our hearts in the way that we want to in order to have the relationship that we want to have. So would you be willing to be completely vulnerable and let your heart be open even if it meant you would get hurt? You know, that's a good question to ask oneself. So even if it meant the other person wouldn't love you back as much as you would love them, would you still be willing to love them with all your heart? Would you still be willing to come forth, even if they were unsure if they want to be in the relationship, would you still be willing to come forth into that relationship and keep bringing yourself fully forth, 100%. So, you know, like the earlier caller who felt like she was there 100%, but her partner wasn't, or her husband. So, we're in relationship for us. We're not in relationship for the other person. So your job here as a human is to be here the most for you that you can possibly be, and only then can you be here for anybody else. So coming forth with all of who you are, again and again, even in the face of that maybe this other person might reject you. And remembering that that other person is really just a part of yourself. So that is really just the place in your own self where you reject yourself. And we all have those parts, those places where we have judgments. Those are all places where we're rejecting ourselves. So in order to be in relationship in such a way that I really can come forth just open, and opening again, you know? It's like that's really what I find. It has to not be about how is the other person going to react. It has to not be about are they going to love me back. It has to not be, well, do they even know how to love as good as I know how to love, you know? You know, because always in relationship we're going to be having these evaluations going. Either we think that we love better than they love, or we think that they love better than we love. It's like, you know, how could it be that that anybody thinks, oh, we love exactly the same? But you can say, oh, we have such a meeting. We meet together. We meet. I bring forward all of who I am, and he brings forward as much as of himself as he can bring forward. And who is to say who brings forth more than the other? Because there's no way to compare. There's no way you can ever know. There's no way you can ever know. So all you can ever do is keep bringing forth as much of yourself as you can bring forth, again and again and again. Okay, so I see there is a question. So I'm going to go back to the switchboard here. Brenda, you are open.
Okay. I just wanted to know, since I'm not in a romantic relationship currently, that since we're all one and, you know, there is no other, what do you suppose I could be looking at in the fact that currently I'm just me?
Right. Hold on, let me look at it. Yeah, so it's about filling the self, which you've been doing, will be doing more of. So filling the self. In every moment. Okay, so here's what I'm hearing, that all you really need to concern yourself with is, you know, and it's really no different from the first caller person, where it's like it's a misplacement of your energies, really, to be looking, even though it's fun to create the relationship, and I'm not saying don't, you know, imagine creating the relationship, because that's sort of a fun thing to do, but then just let it rest. And it's a misplacement of your energies. As long as you keep coming forward as big and as strong as you can, then that's going to be what's going to ramp up your life energy until it's so big that some of it comes out of you and becomes another person. Does that make sense? It's like overflow. So that you're operating on overflow. And I see I only have 1 minute remaining, so I need to sign off. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I was so happy to have you on this call. And, you know, you can reach me again on Blog Talk Radio next week. And I think they let me have 3 in a row before they make me skip a week. And you can ask questions next week if you had questions that didn't get answered this week. And I'm also open to emails, although I can't give quite as big an answer maybe in an email. But you can go to my website and email me. It's spiritualintegration.com. And thank you so much for tuning in. And the more people join me, the happier I am. And if you enjoyed the call and got something out of it, please tell your friends about it. And if you're a tweeter or a Facebook people, let them know, because I don't know how to do any of those things. I'm not very tech savvy. And again, thank you for being on the call with me. I have 27 seconds left. So imagine that I have music playing now, and we're going to play gently into the afternoon. Thank you.